tools that take you to the top. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 183. Welcome to the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler, your host. I'm an athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes, and I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor of this episode is the Athletic Scholarship Recruiting Planner and Journal. More about that in a moment. Glad to have you aboard. You are here for 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I will dig in. I'll give you takeaways you can use immediately. Hey, you can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, or better yet, get it on your podcast app. That may be where you're listening right now. And you'll get notified every time a new episode comes out on Tuesdays. Well, if you are a football fan, you're probably going into withdrawals right now. But, you know, Super Bowl, post-Super Bowl here, and I've got a little bit of information for you here, maybe some trivia you weren't aware of. Do you remember in 2013 what happened on February 3rd, 2013? That's when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl the last time. But that's the time when the Superdome went dark. Do you remember that? The lights went out. All of a sudden, the middle of the game, power went out in the Superdome, and the game stopped. I mean, that was, oh, and the 49ers, that was the beginning of the end for them. They lost 34-31, and this past Sunday, their power went out. I mean, they were cruising, and all of a sudden, the lights went out for them, and we all know what happened. But anyway, a little bit of history there. I bring that up because I promised you something this week. I promised that I would have a release party as part of this podcast for the Recruiting Planner and Journal. It's a 24-month deluxe planner and journal. And I'm counting down the hours for you. I promoted it and everything. And you know what? Amazon, the power went out at Amazon. So the power went out for the planner and journal. I kid you not. This has never happened to me before in any publishing I've done with Amazon. I put it up there. I posted it, uploaded it. We're getting ready to release it. And it just never published. They never published. It usually takes about 24 hours, get approval, and it's there. And I'm going, what's going on? One day goes by, 2 days, 3 days. Finally, I called them. I wrote to them. I've done that a few times. They said, you know what? We have got a system-wide technical issue, and our engineers are working on it. I've heard that excuse a few times now. So here I sit on the day that I was going to celebrate. I'm going, the power went out. So you just got to live with it. So when the power comes back on, I will let you know when the planner and journal are out. But in the meantime, we're going to dig into this episode for you and tools that will take you to the top. And this is part of the planning series. You know, action produces traction. I tell you that. But you got to have a good plan. You got to have a good plan to act on. And that's critical. And we've been talking about that in the last few episodes. I encourage you to go back and listen if you haven't listened yet. So we're going to talk in this episode about some tools that will take you to the top. It'll save you a ton of time, save you a lot of confusion, and will, I think, bring clarity in the whole process for you. You're going to be different than other families. This recruiting thing is a whirlwind. It can get confusing. It's hard to keep track of who you're talking to. And all the records that you're sending to them, the information, the documents, the communication you get back, all these things. That's why I wrote the planner and journal. But I want to give you several tools here that you can build for yourself that will take you to the top. And I say take you to the top because you will be able to stay focused, stay on target. You'll have a sense of where you're going. You'll have these relationships with coaches that you've built, and you can keep them straight because it's embarrassing when you get them confused and crossed. But these tools will make it a whole lot easier for you in this recruiting game. So we're going to dive right in. I do want to let you know about one tool that I've talked about, and you may have already. It's the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And that really is on Amazon. That's there. It's been there for a couple of years, and you can get that in a number of formats. So go grab that. It's a great tool and for a great price. Well, let's talk about these tools that you can build that are really critical. And as I go through these, you're going to see why having these will make it easier for you and get you to your goal faster. All right? You'll be able to make decisions based on using these tools. So I'll go through these. The first one is you want to track questions that you have for coaches. You're going to have questions that come up as a parent athlete. You're talking and you're thinking, hey, we need to ask the coach this. And I'm not just one coach, but as many coaches that you're talking to, because you want this to be comparative. You want to understand compare one school to another. So you want to have a sheet, several sheets. On one side, you got questions. And on the second column, you got answers. And you can block out maybe 5 or 6 blocks in there. So you've got 5 or 6 questions per page, and just jot the questions down as they come up. You know, what are my chances of being able to compete by my second year? Tell me more about my major in that school that you might know. So you write down those questions. On the right-hand column, you complete the answers as each coach gives you an answer. So you can log this. If something's on your mind, if you don't write it down, you're going to forget. Yeah, I mean, if it's the middle of the night and you think of a question, get up, write it down, and then put it on this sheet. So you got several sheets, of course, probably 10 sheets of questions for coaches. Engage with those coaches. When you engage with the coaches, it increases their interest. Now, some of these things I'm going to bring up, they might be review because I referred to them, some of these throughout this planning series. But here you have it in one place that we'll go through these tools. Second thing is a list. Keep a list of coaches you've engaged with. Build your list as you go. Have a couple pages here, maybe up to 100. I don't know if we use all 100, but coaches you've engaged with, it helps to write down their name and their school. Embed it in your mind. It gets confusing, folks. You got to make sure you got it down on paper. And when you write it out, it embeds it more in your mind. So just a running list of coaches that you've engaged in. That's a great tool to use. It's simple, but the simple things help you move faster. You can leverage that. The next tool that you want to have, that you want to build, is several sheets of your coach interactions, your conversations and interactions, whether it be on the phone or email or Twitter or however you're interacting with coaches, visits, whatever it might be, you want to keep this in one place. So earlier on, you got the questions, and that's just one aspect, but this one is all the interactions, and you can keep these chronologically. So here are the columns that you need. These are 4 columns. The first column that you want to have is the date. So, of course, you want to log the date you had that interaction. The second is the coach and school. The third column is main points of that conversation or interaction, some bullet points. And then the final thing that you want to put, the final column, is your next step. It's great to have things written down. It's great to log them. But if you don't take action, this is all it is information on a page. You're not trying to create an encyclopedia. You're not trying to just have as much information as you can, but you want to take this information and leverage for your scholarship pursuit. So what are your next actions based on that interaction? So you got 4 columns: the date, the coach and school, main points, and the next step. Well, you can fit several interactions on one page, so you can probably get 7 or 8 interactions on one page. So you put lines under each one, and maybe you have boxes there. I'm visualizing boxes. So you got columns, and then you got rows. So you have 7 or 8 rows to put those interactions. So keep a running tally of that. This next tool that I want to share with you, this one is, well, probably the most important one that you can build that will help you really zero in on the school that is the best fit. I say that often, that you want the best fit. And this one will help you determine that. Things will come into clarity, come into view, into focus as you use this tool. Now, this is imagine two facing pages. This is two pages. And on the left page, you've got your communication record with the coach. And so you put the name of the school at the top of the page, of course. And so this is the whole communication record. What you want to have there is a spot to put the coach's name. And then the coach's contact information, whatever you have, email, phone number, cell number, office number, Twitter handle, all those things, put that contact information down there. And then right next to that, so you got three columns here. The first is the coach. Second is the coach's contact information. A third column is your interest level. What is your interest level in that school? Is it from 1 to 5, say? Is it a 3? Well, put 3 in there. After a while, does it drop down to a 2? Cross out the 3, put a 2. Keep a running score of your interest level. I'll guarantee you it's going to change as you go along. If it goes down to a 1 or a 0, I think it's time to end that relationship. So you've got just a one row with three columns and that information. Your next row has four columns. And this is a checklist of the things that you have sent to the coach. Because you want to keep a record of this or you'll get confused. So when did you send your intro packet? You know, your cover letter, your resume, profile. When did you send that first contact of information that you sent out to the coach? So write down the date. The next column, remember this is one row, so this is really simple. When did you complete the questionnaire? Whether you sent your own questionnaire or whether you did it online, log that date. You're going to find that as you log dates, you're going to say, wow, I thought I did that more recently, but that was a long time ago, or vice versa. So log the date. Then when did you send the link to your video? Log that date. And the final column is what dates did you send updates to that coach? And you'll have several dates in there that you sent updates. You want to send regular updates to coaches. You see this, especially that last column where you sent updates. If you look at it and go, wow, it's been 6 months. Well, you need to get on that. You need to keep that conversation alive. You need to send more updates. So that's the first top part of that page. Then underneath that, simply put two columns. One column is date, and the next column, which is a lot wider, is contacts and notes. And there you just want to keep a running journal of your notes of conversations and contacts that you had with that coach. And you say, John, well, I thought you had coach conversations and interactions. We talked about that. And yes, you've got that. What I want you to do, because that's a running log, which has several schools on there, when you make that note of your conversation or interaction with a coach, I want you to take that and transfer it to the communication record of that school, that coach. Get it all on one page. And then finally, on the right side, this is part of this key tool is your scouting report. So you got a communication record and scouting report that go together. In this scouting report, you want to keep an ongoing report on every school or program you're engaged with. So this particular school, you want to consider athletics, academics, coaching staff, the campus, finances, other priorities you have. And you have two columns. One is strengths, one is weaknesses. So take a half a page, and as you get to know that school, get to know that coach and program, log the strengths. On the right-hand side, log the weaknesses. So that's half the page that you want to use for that. The bottom half is the report card for that school. I've mentioned this in past episodes as well. You want to rate the school so you have more of an objective view of it when you compare it to other schools in the running. For instance, the things that you can put in there, the net cost after all financial aid. And that may take a while to determine that as you go further in the program. Athletic scholarship offer, when that comes in, put that in there. Athletic quality, academic match, the quality of the program, coaching staff, the coach's interest level in me. My potential for my improvement, potential to start in 1 or 2 years, overall impression of the school. This is the report card that you're putting together for that school. Very key. So you see how you're funneling everything down to finally get to that report card, and that gives you the bottom line. As you log this information, this data, you're going to come out with something at the end that gives you an objective look at that school or program that isn't just emotional. So those are some tools. We're at the 15-minute mark. I'm going to give you two more bonus tools that will help you out in this process. The first one is a page where you log your campus visits. You log your campus visits. You want to go ahead and log your visit in advance. You want to, at the top of the page, put the school, who the coaches are, who your contact person is at the admissions office, the date of the visit, the appointment time. So in advance, you got all that down there. And then underneath that, your visit notes, like your impressions, what you did, best point, worst points. Get as detailed as you can because you're not going to remember this. Maybe some trigger words or phrases. And finally, I'm big into action. The last thing you want to do on your campus visit page is to list up to 3 follow-up actions. What are you going to do now that you visited the school? What are your next steps to that? So that's a tool. And then finally, this is another bonus tool I want to mention, is getting back to the report card. You take the report card of each of the schools, take your top, say, 6 schools, and you compare them side by side. So all those factors that I mentioned before, net cost after all financial aid, athletic scholarship offer, athletic quality, academic match, quality of program, et cetera, you got all those, and you have 1 through 6 schools. How did you grade each one of those? And I'll tell you, when you see them side by side on one page, that picture becomes more clear. I know that's a lot. Should have done this in video. Those are tools that will take you to the top. Those are take you from the minor league to the major league. If you're serious about this, this will get you a scholarship easier and faster. I guarantee you that. And you'll find the school that is your best fit. Now, I described all that, and it's all in the planner and journal, the 24-month deluxe planner and journal that I don't have right now because the lights went out at Amazon. So the lights went out at Recruit Me for the planner. Anyway, it fizzled. But we're going to play the second half of the game when the lights come back on. And when they do, I am going to publish a special edition, which will also be a Facebook Live of a... a release party for the planner and journal, and I'd love you to tune in, and I'd love you to take advantage of this tool. Anyway, I just went through those tools that will help you and will take you to the top. If you have any questions for me, which you might after this episode, please email me at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. Thank you for hanging around a little bit longer. I hope it was worthwhile. If you're confused, Go ahead and email me, okay? And I'll try to relieve some of that confusion. I don't want you to be confused. I want to keep it simple, and I want you to make progress. So don't be confused like the 49ers are confused right now, saying, "What happened?" Let's just move forward together, okay, in this athletic scholarship pursuit. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week.